if they've made the decision to have sex, they are going to have sex. And I'm talking from a teen parent. I was a teen parent.
Buffalo school parent Estella Johnson says she's a realist when it comes to teens and sex.
And my mother told me until she was blue in the face, don't have sex, don't do it. It's like telling a kid not to touch a hot stove.
The school district is considering a condom availability program, similar to one implemented in the Rochester City School District. It would provide an opt-out that parents would sign before the school year begins.
There was one person who didn't like the idea of the opting out. You know, they want to opt in. They want to say, I give permission to do it.
Assunta Vantreska is the district's director of health services. She says it's not just about having sex.
It reduces risk, and that's our focus, reducing sexual transmitted diseases and unplanned pregnancies.
This plan would require students to take a sexual education class before they would receive condoms from the school nurse.
They want to act promiscuously. They want to get pregnant because it puts them on the system.
But a Buffalo parent who did not want to give his name spoke out against the program.
We could be sitting here on a mound of condoms, and I would go around throwing them out rather than the $40,000 you wasted on a study.
The district conducted youth risk behavior surveys, finding 44% of city high school students were having sex, but 35% were not using condoms. One more public session is set for March 12th at the Meriwether Library on the east side. All the public feedback will be brought back to the school board in May for a final vote. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.